This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. Welcome to On Target Podcast, where we play Northern Soul, Mod Beat, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems, all on vinyl, almost all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Maude Marty. So believe it or not, it has been 100 episodes since I've recorded my show at the radio station. It's been almost 2 years since I set up my recording studio at On Target headquarters. And honestly, this has been a crazy 2 years. I mean, we all know it's been a complete train wreck. And I have no words. I look back and I'm speechless. But I am looking forward with hope. I hope you are too. And instead of focusing on the bad, let's all focus on the good. So over those 2 years, I've collected quite a few new records to me. And I've played a lot of it for you. But in there, I get tons of instrumentals, which I pepper throughout the shows. But I definitely have a backlog. So what I've decided to do is commemorate this 100 episodes since the initial lockdown with an all-instrumental episode for you. I started off with an LP-only track by Sandy Nelson doing a fantastic organ-driven version of I Don't Need No Doctor, which, because it's LP-only, I've had it pressed to 45, which makes it one of a kind. Thank you. That was James Booker from 1960. Gonzo is the name of the track on the Peacock label. Before that, the Bill Black combo. That's Elvis Presley's bass man on the High label covering My Babe, and started that set off with Jimmy Smith, Respect. We all know that one on the Verve label. Target Dance Party Radio in England
on modradiouk.net.
Thank you.
started that stack off with an early outing on the Tamla label, written by Barry Gordy Jr. and Smokey Robinson, recorded by a group called the Swinging Tigers. Tracks called Snake Walk. Followed that with the flip side of Long Tall Shorty by Tommy Tucker. Tracks called Mo Shody on Checker, and finished everything off with Preston Epps' Bongo Bongo Bongo, which came out on the Original Sound label in the US. I played it for you on the Canadian Delta label.
Thank you.
was Willie Mitchell, tracks called Sugar Tea on the High label. Before that, The In Crowd. There are a few bands by the name The In Crowd. This particular one is a one-off as an alias for Shorty Rogers, who is an American jazz trumpeter, who's also known as Boots Brown and Kelvin Cool. The track's called Cat Dance, and it came out on the Brent label and started that whole stack off with Travis Wamick, Scratchy, on the Ara label. We'll be right back. You are listening to On Target on CJUM 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba at the heart of Canada. Stay connected. Go to our Linktree page at linktr.ee/mod.marty for all the links you need to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Follow us on Insta and Twitter at Mod Marty, one word. And subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Gaana, Boomplay, Deezer, Player FM, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey. And listen to us on modradiouk.net. That was Freddie Scott, Quiet Time on Marlin. Before that, The Counts, the turn-on song on Seacrest. And started that off with Willy Bobo, Uno, Dos, Tres, which is a Latin take on Len Barry's 1-2-3 on the Verve label. We'll be right back. Solomon Burke and his orchestra, Rockin' Soul on Atlantic. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Mutiny on Motown's Soul subsidiary. And at the top of that stack is the track that started the whole Belgian popcorn scene. The track is called The Popcorn, and it laid the groundwork for what would become a pretty big scene in Belgium and then later in the rest of the world. That was James Brown and the Famous Flames, of course, on the King label. We'll be right back. are listening to On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count.
In New York.
On WNYCDB, Oldies Radio Live 365.com.
Ichiban!
Number one.
Early outing from Motown on the Tamla label, Nick and the Jaguars, Ichiban, number one from 1959. Before that, the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, Hambanami on Capitol, and started that set off with the Kingsmen covering mod organ great Dave Lewis's David's Mood and seriously doing it flawlessly.
Thank you.
That was JC Davis, Chicken Scratch, on the Chess label. I guess there were some words in that one, but more like directions than anything else. Before that, King Curtis, track called Boss on ACCO. I'm gonna leave you off now with a cover of Green Onions like you've never heard before, performed on the Moog by Dick Hyman on the ABC Command label. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith. Oh,